Okay, let's begin. Good morning, everybody. Good Nerev Shabbos. We discussed last week a very interesting Ramban in connection to Moshe Rabbeinu asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu two questions. There's a whole back and forth, as we know, by the Sneh. And the beginning of the conversation, when Hashem says to Moshe, you're the one to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu asks seemingly two questions. First he says, Mi anochi ke'elech el paro? And then he says further, V'chi otzi es b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim. And Hashem responds, V'yomer ki eyeimach, V'zel chos kenoch ishgachticha. This is the sign that I sent you when you take b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim, tabneso kemal horazeh. So how does the answer of Hashem relate to Moshe's question? What was Moshe asking? Many pshatim. So just briefly, let's go over the basic approach of the Ramban. Ramban explains, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking two questions. Question number one, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid for his life. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mi anochi ke'elcha paro, paro's going to kill me. How does that fit the words, Mi anochi ke'elcha paro? We explained that the fact that paro is mighty king and I'm little nothing, so it's a tremendous chutzpah for me to come with such a request, such a brazen request, that you should take, you should let Bnei Yisrael out of their slavery. That is question number one. The Ramban explains, what was question number two? B'chi otzi es b'nei Yisrael mitzrayim. Hashem had promised Moshe Rabbeinu two things. Number one, he says that you're going to take them out of Mitzrayim. So to speak, you're going to free them from being slaves. The second vision, the second aspect was Hashem says, I'm going to bring them up to land Eretz HaKnani v'Achiti to Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was asking a second question. In terms of Paro letting them go, not enslaving them anymore, that was the first question. Paro is going to resent such a question. He's going to kill me. In terms of the second aspect of what you said, that I should take them out of this land to a land of Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to want to follow me. Because who am I? And here too, the Mi Anochi goes on this too. Mi Anochi ki otzi es b'nei Yisrael mitzrayim. Who am I? Who are they going to look at? Me? Little me? They're not going to follow me to Eretz Yisrael. Those are the two questions of Moshe Rabbeinu. So now let's pick up with the answer. This is where we left off pretty much at the end of last year. So find the Ramban, if you could. Read inside what the Ramban says as far as how the answers of Hashem relate to those two questions. Everybody have it? Yes? Okay. Again, there's a fear of Paro, and there's an anxiety about Bnei Yisrael. Again, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Vayomer ki eya imach. That is a response to question number one. Al tira mi paro ki ani eya imach latzilecha. I will save you. I'll be with you. You have nothing to fear. That is the first answer for the first question. The second question requires a little more elaboration, a little more sophistication. It's not plain and simple. It has a certain depth to it. The question was, how can I know that the Bnei Yisrael are going to follow me to Eretz Yisrael? Lo yachshivuni, as Ramban puts it, lo leches acharai. Says Hashem, v'zeruch ha'os el ha'am, shanochi shilachticha aleihem. Ki b'otziacha es ha'am mitzrayim, tavnos l'kim alor hazeh. Umeaz yikabu avodas Hashem lelechas acharim mitzvaso v'gam b'cha yaminu le'olam v'acharecha yarutzu l'chol makom asher tetzaveh. Now the Ramban is saying a mouthful here. Let's take it apart. Let's dissect the words of the Ramban. First of all, notice v'zelcha ha'os el ha'am. What does it mean, el ha'am? This is a sign for the people. This is a sign for Moshe Rabbeinu. Seemingly, this is a sign for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu needs reassurance that Bnei Yisrael will indeed follow him to Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu is being given a sign, as Hashem goes on and says, because with Matan Torah there will be a transformation, they will certainly be eager to follow you. So this is not a sign to the people. So it could be the Ramban's Lashon is not precise here. It doesn't mean El Ha'am, that it's a sign for the people. The truth is, one can ask, did Bnei Yisrael get this message that there's going to be a Matan Torah? This communication that there's going to be a Matan Torah, there's going to be an experience at this place of Tavnis Elokim, was this conveyed to Bnei Yisrael? Was Hashem's intention right now for Moshe to convey to Bnei Yisrael? So I did find the Ramban in Parashas Yisro that takes for granted that Bnei Yisrael did hear about this. The Ramban writes on the Pasuk Bachodesh Hashlishi, which says Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Vayom Azeh Bo Midbar Sinai. That first Pasuk in the section of Matan Torah, in the second part of Parashas Yisro, the language of the Pasuk is very interesting. Instead of beginning by saying, and they journeyed from here and they came to Har Sinai, it goes backwards. Gives you the date of the arrival, or the month of the arrival. Bachodesh Hashlishi, from leaving Mitzrayim. That's not usually the way the Torah writes when you're going from one place to another. The Torah tells you, you left, which is what the next Pasuk says, Vayisum Erefidim, Vayavom Midbar Sinai. But here the Torah begins by describing the point in time that they arrived, and then goes back and tells you the journey. Says the Ramban that the reason the Torah writes Bachodesh Hashlishi is because this is something that was already in their consciousness. They were waiting, they were anticipating this experience. Says the Ramban, because Moshe Rabbeinu told them that which was said to him, Tavnas Elokim al Har Hazeh. Let me read you the Lashon of Ramban here. Hayaroi sheyomar kosav ayisam refidim evo yachan midbar Sinai, bachodesh ha-shlishi, kemo shenemar lamala. The arrival at Midbar Sinai was a day of rejoicing, a holiday. From the time that they left Mitzrayim, they were yearning for this. So Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu told them that which was told to him, Tavnas Elokim al Har Hazeh. Continues Ramban, V'gam paro amar nelcha nadach shkoshis yom b'amidbar, v'nizbacha, v'uham ha'ach mi'mitzvayim b'ad har Sinai. Even the message that kept coming to the paro was, let them go for 3 days, which reflects the distance to Har Sinai. That we'll have to look at separately. But the Ramban assumes that they knew about it and they were looking forward to it because Moshe Rabbeinu let them know about it. Okay, so clearly the Ramban assumes that they knew about it. But that doesn't answer our question here. Because just because Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael that they're going to get a Torah, that was certainly something that was to encourage them, and it heightened their expectations. It was certainly the right thing for Moshe to do. But that doesn't mean that Ramban is saying that Hashem, when he said it to Moshe, was giving Moshe a sign for the Bnei Yisrael. The sign was for Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he's justified in passing on this information. Hashem would not want Moshe to hold it onto himself. It's something that Bnei Yisrael should be aware of. But at this juncture, Hashem was telling it to Moshe for Moshe's sake, not for Bnei Yisrael's sake. So therefore, I have difficulty in the Lashon Ramban here, where he says, again, V'zel cha'os el ha'am. Again, unless we simply say that the Lashon is not precise. It doesn't mean a sign for the people. What it means is regarding. Ramban is writing Bekitzer. It's a sign El Ha'am, meaning regarding that issue that you brought up. Question number two, that how do I know that Bnei Yisrael will follow me to Eretz Yisrael? So this is the sign for you regarding the Ha'am, regarding that concern that you have about the people. That may be the way to read it. So now, what is exactly the sign? What is the reassurance? Let's continue in the language and let's analyze it. Shanochi shelachticha aleihem, the sign that I am Hashem am sending you. In other words, that will be the reassurance that everyone will know that you are God sent. What is it? Ki ba'otziach ha'sa'am mitzrayim tavdu sukim al ha'azeh. There's going to be an experience of serving Hashem here. U'me'oz yikabu avodas Hashem u'leches acharim mitzvasim. So from the moment that they're going to serve Hashem, in other words, receive a Torah at Har Sinai, they will accept upon themselves with this Tavnis Elokim, they're accepting Hashem to do whatever He says. So if Hashem says to go to Eretz Yisrael, of course they're going to want to go to Eretz Yisrael. We wanted to add it last week at the end of the Shir. The Ramban might also be alluding to the fact that there are mitzvahs to perform only in Eretz Yisrael. So of course, if you're committed to observe all the mitzvahs Hashem, then you're committed to go to Eretz Yisrael to fulfill all those mitzvahs that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. And on top of that, we can also mention the Ramban views all mitzvahs as being more relevant and more real, more authentic in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban's vision at Parshas Achrimos, in Mitzvah Hashem, I hope we'll be able to talk about it, that the mitzvahs that are performed in Eretz Yisrael are in some way only like shadows of the mitzvahs that are performed in Eretz Yisrael. He brings a sifrei, the Satmas Dvarai Eila Alavavchem, referring to the mitzvah of tefillin, and it says it's only sort of like a guidepost that when you get back to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be able to really know how to do it. Again, not to take away the obligation of the mitzvah chas v'shalom. The obligation certainly exists wherever you live, but the impact of the mitzvah and the cosmic significance of the mitzvah and the essential character of the mitzvah is very different in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the acceptance of Avodas Hashem would therefore bring with it a strong desire to follow, to go to Eretz Yisrael. That would be point number one in the answer. But the Ramban again is saying another point. Read carefully the lesson here. U'me'oz yikabu avodas Hashem l'ruches acharim mitzvaso v'gam b'cha ya'aminu l'olam v'acharecha yarutzu l'chol mokam asher titzaveim. And also in you they will trust forever and they will follow after you to wherever you say. What does the Ramban mean here? Maimar Har Sinai, Tavnu Sukim Al Hor Hazeh, had another aspect to it. The Ramban is borrowing a pasuk in Parshas Yisro. V'gam l'cha yaminu l'olam is Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu in the discussion before the actual revelation that when I speak to you, they will hear and they will, through this, trust in you forever. Now, what the Ramban, if you look in the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, you'll see what he explains over there. There's a major discussion that the Ibn Ezra assumes. Again, I let you look at this on your own inside. I won't read it inside now. But the Ibn Ezra assumes that the Bnei Yisro doubted the notion of Nevuah until Matan Torah, when Hashem spoke to Moshe and then spoke to them. They didn't fully comprehend and appreciate and believe in Nevuah. He says, Vayamein Ha'am. It says in the beginning of the mission, in Parashat Shemos, when they first came to Bnei Yisrael, Vayamein Ha'am. Then it says, Vayamin Bashem Moshe Avdo. So the Ibn Ezra says it means only some of the people, not all the people. The Ramban doesn't like the Pshat. Ramban and says a couple of times, he says, Bnei Yisrael did not doubt Nevuah. But what they maybe did not fully accept is Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Nevuah. Again, we can talk about this more at length than Komo, but this is what Ramban means over here as well. He's referring to that discussion in Parshas Yisro. The Rambam in Perek Ches of Yisodi HaTorah also learns this way and connects it also to our pasuk of Hizelcha Ha'os, that the idea of Mamir Har Sinai was in order to create the understanding and the belief in Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah as the singular Navi over and above every other Navi that ever was and ever will be. Like it says at the end of the Torah, V'lo kam Navi od b'Yisrael k'Moshe. This is what the Ramban is saying here as well. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, are wondering, are they going to think of me as anything? that they're going to follow me to Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, there's going to be a game changer. There's going to be a Tavnis Elkim al Harazeh. It's going to be a Matan Torah. And I want you to realize, Moshe Rabbeinu, when you get to Matan Torah, your entire status is going to become so clear to everybody that whatever you say, of course they will follow, because you will be known to them as the Navi She'en Kamohu. And of course they'll follow whatever you say. So this is another idea that rests in the answer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Botziach Esa'am Mitzrayim. Again, number one, that the commitment itself that will come with Matan Torah, with Tavnis Elokim, will bring them to want to go to Eretz Yisrael. L'leches Achari Mitzvaso, and we noted the lesson of Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar Mitzvosav. And number two, that in at the point of Matan Torah, there's going to be a recognition of you as the Navi, that of course I'll follow whatever you say. Okay, so this is how the Ramban learns up very beautifully the question of Moshe Rabbeinu and the answer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's continue and just see how the Ramban sums it all up, and again try to analyze carefully the language of the Ramban. V'hine nigreisi lecha b'har hazeh v'labas esh ki ken yieh le'enei kol am v'avda mosi b'har hazeh. What does the Ramban intend to be saying in this line? What is Ramban saying? Literally. And I have appeared to you in this mountain, in Rabas Esh, in the fire, because that's the way it will be in the presence of everybody when they serve me Bahar Hazeh. Why is Ramban saying this now? What is he saying? He's emphasizing the fact that the vision of the Sneh, of the burning bush, is a symbol for the fiery mountain of Har Sinai at the time of Matan Torah. Okay, so why is the Ramban repeating? The Ramban said this already. We pointed out last time. The Ramban says that why did Moshe have to take off his shoes? Because the entire mountain became sanctified just like the time of Matan Torah. What does it mean? Va'ered lahatzilo, the Ramban points out, that I have descended, meaning right now, with a fire, just like at Har Sinai, there's going to be a fire, and Hashem descended on the mountain. So we already know the basic idea that the Sneh is a precursor of Matan Torah. So Hashem is telling Moshe, this is the sign. You want to be reassured. Here's your reassurance that there's going to be a Tavnus Kim Al Horazeh, and at that point, you understand that B'nai Yisrael will for sure want to follow wherever you tell them to go. Fine. So the point is clear. What does Ramban now add by saying this sentence? V'hine negleisi l'cha b'har hazeh b'rabas esh ki ken yeh le'enei kol ha'am. Please, yes? Good. Good. Very nice. Very nice. You're correct. Quite right. The os has to be something that you can point to right now, because just add a little word to what you're saying. V'zeh l'cha ha'os. Zeh always means that you're pointing to something. It has to do with something in front of you. The experience of Tavnus Elokim is a davar shelo b'la'olam. If Hashem would just say, you want to be reassured, I want you to know that there's going to be a Matan Torah, that would be fine. Rabbi wouldn't have to add anything right now. But Hashem wants Moshe to get a little taste of Matan Torah right now, if you will, with the image of the fiery mountain and the Sneh, Boer Bo'esh, and Hashem says, Zeh l'cha ha'os. This is the sign. You see what in front of your eyes? This is what's going to be at the point that in Aliyat Mitzrayim there's going to be such an event of Tavnus Elokim that I'm showing you right now, an image that represents that experience. And that is going to be the game changer. That's going to be the thing that's going to ensure that they're going to follow you. And therefore, Ramban needs to emphasize again here that this is what I'm doing right now, because this is what's going to happen then. Beautiful. That's exactly what he's saying. Let's continue along. V'hine, so now the Ramban sums it all up. V'hine l'moshe os b'meshe ra'a. Shelo yifchad mi paro, Kevan shiftiach latzilo. Now here I have a question. V'inei l'moshe os b'meshe ra'a shelo yifchad miparo kevan shiftiach latzilo. I don't understand here what the Rabban means in the words. The answer to question number one was ki eya imach. That's what Rabban explained. It was simply the assurance itself. The words Hashem gave to Moshe, I will be with you. The answer to question number two was zelcha ha'os, the image of the sneh bor ba'esh, which shows Matan Torah, which carries with it the fact that they're going to accept Hashem to go to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to trust you. So how can the Ramban write regarding now point number one, that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of being killed? So hinei l'Moshe os v'meshe ra'a shelo yifchad miparo kivan shiftiach latzilo. What does it mean? L'Moshe os v'meshe ra'a. The os, that wasn't relevant for the os of what Moshe saw, in other words, the image of Maimed HaSinai, that wasn't relevant for the fear of Paro. That was what was used to answer the second concern of Moshe regarding the people. That's what Ramban just finished saying. So what Ramban should be saying is, we know that Moshe, there's a reassurance, came and shiftiach latzilo. What kind of Lashon Os is it? It's not an Os, Lugabe, the concern of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, it's interesting to note that Rashi has a whole different pshat in these psukim. But Rashi actually does mention that the image of the sneh did, in fact, give Moshe the assurance that he would not be harmed. Rashi writes, if you look in the Rashi in the middle, Kasher isa sneh osa shlichusi ve'inenu ukol, kach telach b'shlichusecha ve'encha nizok. Just as you see that the bush is doing what Hashem wants it to do, and it's not being consumed, you will also be able to follow through what I'm telling you to do. You will not be harmed. So according to Rashi, that's correct, that the snare was a sign from Moshe that he would not be harmed. But the Ramban is b'chal not working with Rashi. He doesn't quote Rashi here. So suddenly the Ramban mentions that the Moshe os v'meshe rosh v'lo yifchad miparo. What does the Ramban mean? Nope. No, maybe you'll say that the os doesn't mean really a sign in the same way that we're saying now, like a specific concrete symbol. It just means a reassurance. It's a dochik, first of all. It's os b'meshe ra'a. It's not something he saw. The reassurance is what he heard. Unless, how could you say it just means just the reassurance itself? Yes? Okay, very good. So I was thinking like this as well. Good, you're on the right track. I was thinking to say along the lines of what you're saying, that even though in a direct way, the os is specifically speaking to the second question. And the words of Hashem that direct themselves to the first question are simply the reassurance in the form of Hinei Nochi Imach. Ki'eya Imach. However, implicitly, indirectly, once Moshe Rabbeinu hears or sees the image of Har Sinai, which means it's going to be a Maimed Har Sinai, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu will be successful in his shlichus, because it's not like suddenly Moshe Rabbeinu will fail and be another shliach. Hashem's plan is, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the one. So indirectly, even though the Zelcha Os is directly speaking to the second concern, but once Moshe Rabbeinu hears about the fact that there's going to be a Har Sinai and sees the vision of Har Sinai, so that can also serve to alleviate his first concern as well. That's basically what you're saying, and I think it's a good pshat. Hinei Moshe os b'meshe ra shelo yifchad miparo, but kevan sheftiach latzilo knows it reinforces the haftacha as well. So it's not just the haftacha now, but actually the image of the snap also reinforces the haftacha Because if there's going to be a Maamar HaSinai, it means there's going to be a successful mission. So obviously he's not going to be harmed. He's not going to get killed. So that could be what the Ramban means. Yes?
At this stage, you could even say that the oath was that he was the one that was going to take them all the way to Israel, not just Arsinai.
Yes. Or that they want to follow Teretz Israel.
Right, well, the whole idea is that
that's correct. That's certainly what the original intention of Zelcha Oz is about. It's about Moshe Rabbeinu is being concerned not going to follow him to Eretz Israel. That's correct. But meanwhile, what you have now is not just the reassurance on the first issue in the form of the words, Ki'eya Imach, but now the image of the snap, which was directly related to Moshe's second concern, will actually serve to reinforce the reassurance about the first issue as well. That's what we're saying in Ramban's words. Yeah.
I was wondering if you possibly say that since Moshe was elevated to be a leader over his people, over the people, maybe as a result he wouldn't be a part of it. He's a ruler talking to a leader talking to not a leader. As opposed to before when he was just a shepherd, maybe that he wouldn't fear a part of them. And maybe now he's a leader, maybe that's what Ramban's saying.
Yeah, okay, but again, how does it fit with the words the Moshe Os, the Meshera? See, Oath of Meshera sounds like we're talking about the Oath of the Snare, which is an Oath of Harsinai. So that's what we have to say, we're saying what the other Pshat was suggesting. Now, continue along. That's regarding Moshe Rabbeinu's reassurance about Paro. Uli Yisrael Yielohem Oath. Again, here, tricky language here. Uli Yisrael Yielohem Oath. Shehol Yifchadu Min Ha'amin Bevoam El Harsinai. And now we have, for the Bnei Yisrael, a sign that they would not be afraid of the nations from the point that they get to Har Sinai. Okay, how do you read the Lashon of the Ramban? Yielohem Oath, we struggled before. Ramban said before the language was, V'zelcha ha'os el ha'am. So we ask, what do you mean? It's not a sign for the people, it's a sign for Moshe. And here the Ramban says it again, Uyisrael yielohem Oath. Is it a sign for Bnei Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu was voicing his own concern that the Bnei Yisrael won't follow me. So what does it mean, Yielohem Oath? Again, if you say what we said before, you read it again over here as well. It means that regarding Bnei Yisrael, there will be regarding them an oath. Shelo Yifchadu, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu needs to know that Bnei Yisrael are not going to be afraid. So this Ramban is just speaking shorthand. So Moshe Rabbeinu now knows with the oath of the Sneh, that there's going to be a Maamar HaSinai, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's oath that Bnei Yisrael will not be afraid. That's how you have to read it. Certainly not, it's only a bit of a dochik in the words, but it doesn't seem to be otherwise, because Ramban was talking about Moshe's concern. So therefore, it's the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu has a sign that Bnei Yisrael will not be afraid. And now the Ramban just finishes by saying, "Ki letzei sam mitzrayim beratzon paro makom kav derech kimu yamim lizboach lelokim v'vada yishmu v'yasu kein ben beratzona ben shelo beratzona." What does he mean? What about the concern that they might not follow Moshe from the beginning? Har Sinai is only from there and on. What about the possibility that their fear is going to hold them back from wanting to go from step one? Says Ramban, that is easy, because that's just a short 3-day journey. That they'll listen, whether they really care or not, if they want to, they don't. The issue is only what's going to be from beyond. So that's where Hashem says the sign of Maamar HaSinai coming with that is that they're going to want to follow from there and on. I just want to point out one other thing. So what is the sign exactly? That they're not going to be afraid from the nations anymore? That's what Ramban writes over here. But what was Moshe Rabbeinu phrasing the question as what? Mi anochi ki otzi. That what was the concern? That they won't validate me. So what did Hashem respond? They're going to want to follow you because, as Ramban continued, so the sign has to do with the fact that they'll trust you. So here Ramban says that the sign is Shol Yifchadu Min Ha'amin. So what is it? Is it a sign that relates to their trusting Moshe? Or is it a sign that relates to their not fearing the nations? Please? Wait, first this question. What do you think? Yeah?
Ramban said earlier that not to trust in Moshe to defeat.
That's right. It's clear. You have to speak it out. The issues are interrelated. It was to the degree that they don't trust Moshe. To that degree, the fear is too much for them to want to take a step into the unknown. To the extent that they have trust, so the fear diminishes. It's obvious. In other words, the two issues work hand in hand. To the extent that one, the fear is certainly there, but how do you react to the fear? Will you be fearful or not? So you trust Moshe, you trust Hashem, then you're not afraid. And so it's really one and the same. They go together. Clear. Okay, what was your question before? Beberitzon b'mishulberitzonim means that they don't really have much of a say. Why wouldn't they? The Ramban says it earlier that why wouldn't they go? Yeah, they could trust anybody for that. Right. Okay. So look, we'll read it again, reread it. I'm sure there'll be more things that you can pick up as you read it again. But we tried in our own way to be medayik appropriately. Let's go on to another inyan. This is a very vast topic. I'll just try a little bit to bring it into the open, and then maybe we'll continue with this next week because it really carries through to next week's parasha as well, and also to many places in the Ramban's Perush on Torah. Understand, as we mentioned numerous times, the Ramban's vision about in Hashkafa, in Machshava, is very systematic. The Ramban might come at it in one place from one angle, another place from another angle, but really you have to see it as interlocked. There are certain yesodos that the Ramban has relating to the nature of nisim, nisim nistarim, nisim gluyim. There are certain ideas that the Ramban has about the nature of Moshe Rabbeinu and the manner in which he was a Navi and the way he performed miracles, starting with Yetzias Mitzrayim and really throughout the 40 years in the Midbar. Certain ideas that how the Ramban understands the significance of Shem Havaya versus Shem Shin Dalad Yud of Shakai. And what we're going to see now, beginning now, is how the Ramban's vision expresses itself anchored in various psukim, and how he understands, based on this larger system, the meaning of various psukim in various places. And I gave you a list, a little bit of the various mikolos in the Ramban, where these issues are touched on. Let's begin with Parashas Shmos, and then moving to Va'era, and then back. A little bit to Sefer Bereishis, see how much we can do. After the first give and take with Moshe Rabbeinu at the snap, when Hashem says, Tavis Kemahor Hazeh. So what happens next? Let's go to the Pesukim, just to follow along. He's still not ready to go. See, Moshe Rabbeinu, and let me just mention one other Ramban here in this connection. All these questions, all these tainus, however you explain each one of them, where did it all emanate from? Where did it all come from? Where did it stem from, the underlying issue here? So the answer is, the Ramban points it out later on, in Perek Dalid, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Ramban says, on the last question, Yishrachna b'yad tishlach, the Ramban says, Hasiba l'moshe b'choas arvonos hazos, an v'senuso ha'gidola mikol adem shal p'nil adam. Shelo yimotze eslibo l'zgada l'daber al ha'melech l'spoir l'imor Hashem shlachani, b'lo al Yisrael l'yotziyam m'mitzvayim l'yos alei ha'melech. The underlying issue in all of this is Moshe Rabbeinu's tremendous sense of anava. He did not see himself as worthy of speaking to Paro and speaking in the name of Hashem and about Bnei Yisrael to rule over them. And so every taina that he offers, of course the taina has to be understood on its own terms, but where does it all emanate from? It emanates from Moshe's deep-rooted anava. So when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mi anoch keichel Paro, what was the taina? The taina was, Paro's going to kill me. He's a mighty king and I'm a little nothing. So his fear was that he was expressing that he'll kill me. But what is the root of the question? Because I'm a nothing. If I'm not a nothing, then he won't kill me, because I can speak with authority. Right? That's what we explained. So Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his anava, felt, how could I talk to Paro? So he comes with his taina, that Paro's going to kill me. What was the second taina? The chiyotzi espnei yisam mitzvah means mi anochi chiyotzi. The Rabban wants the mi anochi goes on both. They're going to be machshev me, or they're going to see me as anybody, that they're going to follow me. Who am I? So it's all, the two questions that we've been discussing are really rooted in the same issue, and the Rabban is saying really all the questions that follow, behengo yaminu vi, and I'm a kvad peh, every question, and they'll ask me mashimo, really has to do with the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu really did not feel worthy of going through this mission. Okay, so what comes next? So Moshe comes and says, I'm coming to the Yisrael, v'amarti lehem okem v'seichem shulchani alechem, v'amru li mashimo, mo'o mar lehem. So I'll say, they'll ask me, mashimo, what will I say? And Hashem says, ekya asher ekya. What was Moshe Rabbeinu asking? So there are a couple of different pshatim here, even in the Ramban, but I want us to go with the Ramban's own pshat, which is really a spin-off of Ibn Ezra. And this is going to tie in, Yetz Hashem, to the Ramban, beginning of the era, as we'll see. The Amar Rabbi Avram, so everyone find in the middle of Pasuk Yud Gimel, where he quotes Ibn Ezra, what was Moshe Rabbeinu asking Hashem, that B'nai Yisrael is going to want to know what is his name. Says the Ibn Ezra, as quoted by the Ramban, V'amar Rabbi Avram. Everybody have that? Pasuk Yud Gimel? Yes. Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Kishra'al Moshe ma shem yomar Yisrael mishmosav. What name should I tell B'nai Yisrael of the names of Hashem? What's the question? Why is there an issue? Ki bekel shakai lo yasa osos rak b'shem hagadol. What is Ibn Ezra saying? Moshe Rabbeinu understood already that part of his mission will entail doing wonders, doing open miracles. And given that Shem Shakai does not lend itself to that type of anhaga of open miracles, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, so they're going to understand it's going to be wonders and miracles. It can't be Shakai. I'm going to come with the mission, that's associated with Shem Shakai, as the Pesukim tell us in Va'era. The Avos only knew the sense of Shem Shakai. But since there's going to be miracles, so there's got to be some other name. What's it going to be? What name? That is Ibn Ezra. So the Ramban doesn't like the Ibn Ezra's pshat for the following reason. The Ein Dvar of Nechonim Be'enai, he says, Ki adayin lo nemar l'moshe shiyasa b'tiyas mitzrayim osu sumofsim dolem v'nefloyim. It hasn't yet been told to Moshe at this point that there's going to be wonders associated with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Avo yitziyatzilem miyad mitzrayim v'yalem le'oretz. All said thus far is that I'm going to take him out of Mitzrayim and bring him to Eretz Yisrael. All of that can happen under the power of Shem Shakai. U'b'shem kel Shakai yuchal lavo b'leiv paro la'atzilam v'gam v'natzeach ha'amim, and also to be victorious over the nations in Eretz Yisrael. U'kvar hotzi sar mi'beiso v'negoim gedolim v'echevi olav. So we know that Sarah was taken by Paro, and she, Hashem visited negoim on Paro. All this was with the power of Shem Shakai. Shem Shakai means that there are forces of nature that are operating, but they are being orchestrated and controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a particular end. And we'll see the idea develop further as we go through the various Rambans and Rav Hashem this week and next week. So, all of what happened to the Avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Shem Shakai, all the miracles you could say, but the miracles were miracles that were not beyond nature, they were within nature. Certainly they were miraculous, but the Ramban is going to label it more like a nes nister. So suddenly, Paro was struck, and whatever his maka was, he suddenly had a plague, and it was because right after he took Sarah. Coincidence? Who knows? Certainly not coincidence. But it was somehow, the timing and everything was such that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen. When it happened, in order to bring about Sarah getting released from Beis Paro. Paro suddenly got the hint and recognized that she's an Eishes Ish. So this is considered under the guise of Shem Shakat. Says the Ramban, at this point, Moshe didn't hear that it's going to be anything different. It could have been Paro would let them go with whatever forces would pressure him to do it, but within Shem Shakat. And also the victory in Eretz Yisrael could be that way. Four mighty kings were vanquished by Avram and 318 of his men, maybe Eliezer, but Kipshuto Shemik with 318 people. Certainly was a great miracle, but a miracle that was embedded within the forces of nature. It was all under the power of Shakat. The Kozeb, the Ezra's Kael, Shakai, Hashem, Hanoda, Avos, as we know again from the beginning of Va'era, that the Avos knew Shem Shakai, the Kocha Yasa Bibanim. So, what is this question, Ibn Ezra? How do you know? How does Moshe know that it's not going to be that way? The old Yaakov says, Vayo, Kimi Machem, Beishav Eschem. Yosef said, Pakal Yipko, the Okim Eschem. So, it says, Okim. So, you see that it could even be Okim that's going to work. Says the Ramban, so he goes now in a slightly different direction. What Moshe Rabbeinu is asking is not, I know already it's going to be in a supernatural way. Which name is it going to be? Moshe Rabbeinu is asking because he's unsure on that very point itself. Is it going to be within the world of Shem Shakai, or is it going to be within the world of Shem Havayah? Shem Shakai is, as we're beginning to describe here, the Mahalach with the Avos. Shem Havaya means supernatural. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have the suffix? Let's look how the Rabban sets it up here. V'hinei ufi daiti, ha'i Moshe gam be'esa hi av b'chachma, gado b'malas ha'nevua. Moshe Rabbeinu was already on a level of a Navi, great in the stature of Nevuah. B'derech she'eira bikesh yodi ehu mi'a shaliach osa. So, which midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was capable of being sent by any one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos. But which one is it going to be? Be'eza midah hu shaluach aleya. V'hinei, going a few words ahead. V'hinei omar yishaluni al shlichusi. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was making it seem like it's their question. But here I would submit to you that really this question is really Moshe Rabbeinu's own question. But Moshe Rabbeinu is putting it into the mouth of Bnei Yisrael because ultimately Moshe Rabbeinu needs to know for himself and also for them. But it really is, what Moshe needs to clarify is not just Bnei Yisrael, because Moshe doesn't know either, as we'll see in the next line or two in the Ramban. So they're going to ask me about the mission. Imhi b'midas kel shakai, he sha'amda la'avos, and you can hear the echo of the words of the Haggadah here, right? He sha'amda. That is the name that stood out and defended the avos. Is it that name? Oh, b'midas rachamim el yonis, or is it with this elevated sense of rachamim sheta'asebo osos umopsim mechudashim b'yitzira? That is itself the question. See, even Ezra learns that it was a given that it's not Shakai, it's going to be miracles, and which name is it going to be? The Ramban disagrees. He says, it never said yet that it was going to have to be miraculous, supernatural. It could be miracles within the nature. So the Ramban says, but the question was that alone. Is it going to be with the meat of Shakai, or is it, which is what we had with the Avos, or is it going to be something above and beyond, which is Hashem Rachamim El Yonis, the ultimate Rachamim name, the Shem Havaya, which is going to make wonders supernatural. And now, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have this question? What made Moshe Rabbeinu unsure about this issue? And therefore, he says, what am I going to tell Bnei Yisrael? Continues the Ramban. V'zeh ba'avur she'omar lo anochi elokei avicha elokei Avram. Hashem reveals himself at the Sinai and says, I'm the God of your fathers. And when Hashem revealed himself at that point, Hashem did not say exactly which name. He just said, okay, Avicha. V'shama Moshe sheftichu amaymer har, and it mentions the Avos after, which it connects with Shakai. But then Moshe Rabbeinu hears the promise of Maimer HaSinai umatan Torah. Tavnos kimal har hazeh. Now listen to this amazing words of the Ramban. This is something Ramban goes back to many times. V'hu hayodeya ki haTorah lo tinasim b'shem kel Shakai niska ba'avos. Ra kashem hagadol shebo hayaolam. This much Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and this is what Ramban alluded to before. He says Moshe Rabbeinu was a great b'malas hanavu already. Moshe Rabbeinu knew one thing for sure. Matan Torah could not happen with the shame of Kel Shaka. Maimar Har Sinai was this glorious day which was equivalent to literally the creation of the world. As we all know, the beginning of the Torah, Rashi, Breshis Bar Elokim, that is, that the whole world is justified in creation, was because of the Brias, because of Matan Torah, Yom HaShishi. It had to be a new creation. It had to be Shem Havaya. Shebo HaYaholam. So here's Moshe's dilemma. On the one hand, Hashem appears to him saying, Anol Keavicha. Doesn't say Shem Havaya. So that might mean that the Mahalach of this Shlichus of Moshe is going to go via Shakai. But then Hashem tells Moshe that there's going to be this Tavnos Gimel HaRazeh, the seminal event of Matan Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu knew is going to have to be with Shem Havaya supernatural. So now, what does that mean? Does Yitzias Mitzrayim have the Shaychus to Maimer HaSinai approach, that it's all going to have the same under the rubric of Shem Havaya? Or is Yitzias Mitzrayim going to go under the realm of Shem Shakai? It's just that Matan Torah will have Shem Havaya. Or do we say that already, that the process of Yitzias Mitzrayim already comes under the same Mahalach of Shem Havaya? Yes. So we have to let the Ramban speak for himself. This is all, Baruch Hashem, you must be familiar with this. The Ramban comes from this in a lot of different places, but let me just see where you're coming from with the question. You mean the fact that it wasn't consumed? It was a Mara Nevuah. So what is it to say? The Mara Nevuah is a Mara Nevuah. The Mara Nevuah was extraordinary. It wasn't happening in real life. When Moshe Rabbeinu does a miracle, which is supernatural, so the forces of nature are changing in real life. If you have a dream about something that's beyond nature, okay, you could say you usually have a dream about that, right? Because you dream only about what things that you're used to seeing in the world. But if the dream is something of a nevuah, so that's experiencing it in the dream. It's not experiencing it in real life. So I don't know if you can really, if it's a fair question. The image of the snare was an image of Maimon HaSinai, which is a way of saying that there's going to be a Maimon HaSinai as Rambanik takes it, and at that point you have nothing to fear about B'nai Yisrael's willingness. But the question becomes, my mission right now, in the here and now, is it going to entail doing wonders and miracles? Give me a few minutes, because it's already getting late. Try just develop it within Parsha Shmos and set the tone for Parsha Va'era here. And I would beg you, Rav Osayah, plead with you, beg you, ask you, use whatever word you want, whatever is going to do the trick. Look at the Rambans that I gave you. Look at the various makoros. It will really help a lot for you, for me, for both of us, to be able to go through this carefully. It will take time, because the Ramban is not easy perish to read, but it will be rewarding. Read through the language, even if you don't fully understand it. If you have some help, if you end up taking one of the various editions of the Ramban that gives you more insight, fine. But even if it means going through on your own, it would really hopefully enrich you, and you begin to see how the Ramban has a systematic approach to so many of these ideas. So just for our purposes here, part of the question of Moshe, says the Ramban, is this very issue. So clearly, Ekya Sher Ekya, and this we're not going to read inside, but this is very much Kabbalistic. Ekya Sher Ekya is associated with Shem Havaya. You have to know the relationship between them. The Ramban makes the connection. Two of the letters are shared, are common, right? The Yud Hey at the end of Ekya and the Yud Kei at the beginning of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then the Ramban does a little more with this as well, which I don't fully understand. You can find that also in the selection here that I gave you. But the idea of Ekya Sher Ekya is it's going to have to do with wonders that are supernatural. Now, two other Rambans in Shmos that speak to this issue. And I gave it to you also on the sheet. If you look further, when Moshe says, Hein lo yaminu li, that was the next question. So what is the question? Hein lo yaminu li. V'lo yishmu b'koli. Ki yomru lo nira ilacha Hashem. And Hashem responds to that question by saying, what's in your hand? Mate, throw it down. Vayhi l'nachash. So, and then Hashem says, put your hand in, take it out, in, out. What happens? The hand becomes mitzvah kasholig, and then it gets white, it gets again back to normal. And then the third thing Hashem says, when you're going to take the water and it's going to turn to blood, what are these signs for? So there are two issues here. Number one, what is Moshe Rabbeinu asking Hein lo yaminu li? Especially since Hashem has already said in the earlier pasuk, v'shamu l'kolecha, that they're going to listen to you. So what's the question of Hein lo yaminu li? That's question number one. Question number two is, why is Moshe doing these signs right now? These signs are meant to perform for Bnei Yisrael so that they'll believe, as it says further in the pasuk, l'man ya'aminu. So the purpose of these signs is in order to convince who? Bnei Yisrael, not to convince Moshe. So these are the two issues the Ramban addresses and gives different answers. I want to pick one answer on each of these questions and bring it together with what we just saw in the Ramban earlier, and it's going to bring us to Ramban at the beginning of Va'era. So take a look at the two Rambans that I gave you in your sheets. Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph. The question of Hein lo yaminu li. So a couple of answers Ramban gives. How can Moshe ask such a question? Hashem said already, v'shem lo kolecha. So leave the couple of answers in the beginning. Let's go to the last answer. Says the Ramban, another possibility. O sheyomru. The last answer Ramban gives, how can Moshe ask such a question? Hein lo yaminu li. Because look at the language of the Pasuk. Ki yomru lo nira eilecha Hashem yudke vavke. So what is the question? Zok the Ramban, look at the beautiful words of the Ramban together. Lo nira eilecha Hashem hagodol benidas rachamim lasos lanu osusum ofim kasher amarta. Moshe Rabbeinu's question is picking up where Hashem left off before, that you should communicate that the fact that it's going to be ekyed, asher ekyed, is going to be a sense of midas harachamim, supernatural, and they're going to say, no, lo nira ilecha havaya, that's not so. Ki eincha gado meha avos. Moshe, you're no better than the avos. The avos didn't have havaya, they had shakai. And therefore, what's the proof that it wasn't Hashem who appeared to you? V'lochein lo shama paro. That's why paro didn't go along. She'ilu paro ha'yamamin bidvarecha ha'yin yotzim al koponim. There's an issue here with the language, with the Russian. We'll leave it. The point is, we would leave right away if it was really the Shema Vaya operating. If it was really the Sarachamim, yes, we're sinners. But of course Hashem would take us out. It wouldn't be hard. That is the question that Moshe asks. So what does Hashem say? Take the stick and throw it down. It'll be a snake. Says the Ramban, issue number two. Why is Moshe doing the miracles right now? Why is Hashem telling Moshe to do it right now? Moshe believed that Hashem is speaking to him. What Hashem should say is, take the stick when you get to Bnei Yisrael. And that's what he did, of course. He did it for them. And the same thing by the second sign. And the third sign, we don't know. He only did it for them, for the Bnei Yisrael. So why are the first two signs being performed here and now by the Sneh? So again, he goes with the approach of the Chazal, that this was an onesh for Moshe Rabbeinu. But then he says another answer. V'ulai. Everyone see Pasuk Gimel. V'ulai. Afal pi sheodio Hashem HaGadol shebo nivra ha'olam ubo nivra kol davar. Hashem revealed to Moshe the Shem HaGadol that created the world. Ratzel Harosa, Hashem wanted to show him a dimension of the Shema Gado. Shema Gado is what can perform nisim that are supernatural. Moshe Rabbeinu, get a taste of it yourself right now. Ratzel Haroso, Kibo Yasu Osu Sumofim Bishuni Atolados. Leman Yischaze Ka'inyan Belibo Shel Moshe. Hashem wants Moshe Rabbeinu to connect with the essence of what his Nevuah is all about and his mission is all about beginning right now. that you are going to be performing makos that are beyond nature. Get a taste of it right now, Moshe Rabbeinu. Perform this for yourself so you understand that this is what Shema Vayah is all about. The Yeda Be'emes, he should know for himself with 100% certainty, Ki Al Yodo, yeah, you're it. You're the one that's going to be performing this for 40 years now. It's going to be like this with you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Your miracle is going to be supernatural. Chol Ha'osos Ve'amofsim, the tribute at the end of the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu's miraculous nevuah and the way he performs miracles. So it says it's going to happen. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu does, these two miracles right now. So this Rabosai way, we have to end with this, but this will bring us to Parshas Va'era. This is where the Ramban picks up in the beginning of Va'era, reiterating the idea that we began to see right now in Parshas Shmos. The Shem Shakai relates to the Avos. This is the idea that there are ways Hashem manipulates the forces of nature, certainly the miracles, but they're embedded within nature for the sake of bringing about a desired result. He did this for the Avos. He protected them when he needed to protect them. He blessed them with fame and fortune, even if it meant breaking the cycle of what would have been with the stars and whatever else, but it was in the Teva. That's Shem Shakai. What was Nischadish to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh of Ekya Asher Ekya was that the Mahalach of Moshe Rabbeinu as the Navi to take out a Mitzvah, the Nisar Mitzvah, is going to be under a different vision, a different Midah, and that's the Shem Ekya, that's the Shem Havaya, that's the Shem that's going to perform miracles, that's the Shem of Rachamim El Yonim, all of these ideas, and this is what's presented to Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of Parshas Va'era, in this week's Parsha, when Hashem says, Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lehem, the Avos didn't have the Shem Havaya, but you are going, and you're going to tell Bnei Yisrael, it's going to happen in miraculous fashion with Shem Havaya. Look at how the Ramban develops the idea in Parshas Va'era. Rashi has a different spin on the difference between Shem Shakai and Shem Havaya. Look at Rashi too. Rashi has a different mahalach in how understanding Shem Shakai versus Shem Havaya. The Ramban goes his way, begins to touch on the idea of Nisim Nistar, Nisim Guluyim. From there, go back to the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha. That is where Hashem reveals himself to Avraham Avinu by the Bris Milah with the Shem Shakai. Look at the way the Ramban explains over there. And then look at some of the other places that I gave you here that the Ramban focuses on the difference between Nisim Nistarim, Nisim Fursamim, and the relationship between them. We'll try to bring that hopefully together, Besos Hashem, next week. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Thank you.